This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House and Senate worked over the weekend, but even Revenue Secretary Tim Barfield notes the two chambers do not appear to be working together.
There's a lot of people posturing and a lot of politics right now, so I don't know what will happen in the end.
The rift centers on the SAVE plan, creating a college fee that students won't pay, offset by tax credits paid to higher education. After House Ways and Means killed the bill last week, its author, Senate Finance Chair Jack Donahue, resurrected it, amending it onto three bills authored by the House Ways and Means Chairman. On the Senate floor, Eric LaFleur proposed changing SAVE, which stands for Student Assessment for a Valuable Education, to DUMB.
It substitutes don't understand meaning of bill, open paren, dumb. This, all it does is describe the bill for what it is, dumb. That's what we did. I'm just trying to be as candid as we can with the public.
Senator Donahue was not amused.
I don't appreciate you, and I don't appreciate this amendment. I'm insulted by it. I'm doing the best I can for this Senate, and this makes a mockery of what we're doing.
LaFleur withdrew the amendment, but not without reminding the Senate that the people are watching.
They're going to look at you and they're going to say, you know what? You have failed us once again.
Over in the House, Baton Rouge Representative Ted James just shook his head.
The folks on the Senate side that are working so hard to go around the process, they could have saved a lot of time by just doing the right thing and following the House's lead.
Time is short. Just 4 days remain before the legislature must adjourn. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.